On this episode of Between Good Podcasts, how to bring out your inner skeleton. Hey, welcome to Between Good Podcasts, episode 90. This is your host, Mark.
And Kim.
Hey, Kim, how you been? You haven't been on the show in a while.
Nope. I've been busy, keeping occupied. It's that time of year where everything winds up and gets nuts.
It is. Yeah, boy, I was just talking with our Taekwondo instructor about that. The other day in class, he asked, why isn't Jacob here? I'm like, well, it's that time of year when we're getting pulled in about 12 different directions.
Yep, ever since school goes back into session.
Yeah. So, what in particular has been keeping you busy this week?
I made the mistake several years ago of making Jacob a Halloween costume. Then a couple years after that, I said, you know what, why don't we just go buy one? And all the children objected and said no and insist on homemade costumes.
They're a lot better than the junk you get in the store.
This is true. They do last longer, but I have to start on them like the beginning of September.
So, let's see. This year, you made a Queen Elsa summer dress.
Yes.
From the Frozen books, not from the movie. And you made an owl.
Which is yet to be determined whether or not it will actually be worn tomorrow.
Yeah. Which, that wouldn't be the first time in our family where one of the kids has wanted to be something and then changed their mind. And then we also have the 11th Doctor, and you made a fez for him. Did you make anything else? Or?
I altered his jacket and found a pair of shoes.
Okay.
But for the most part, he's getting old enough, that's our 10-year-old, that he can put his costume together by himself and come up with a plan.
So the most work-intensive this year seems to be
Queen Elsa.
Oh.
But the one not involving the sewing machine.
Right, that was a sewing project. So the other one that I wanted to talk about, because it was kind of creative, so I guess this is sort of continuing our how-to series, except it's not about cars. It's about Halloween costumes.
You do a how-to series?
Yeah, every now and then. Do you listen to this podcast?
No, I haven't listened in a long time. Oh. Remember what I drive?
Yeah, okay, well.
And now I'm not running. So this eliminates much of my podcast listening time.
I guess it does.
When you drive a 1974 Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah, we did an episode on that one. I forget which number it is, but you can go back and look it up.
But it's not very conducive to podcast listening.
That's true. That's true.
So I am rather behind. Anyway, Luke wanted to be a skeleton, a glow-in-the-dark skeleton.
Which I asked him today if he was a Minecraft skeleton, and he clarified that he was not.
No,
which,
he's an you wanted to be an anatomically correct skeleton.
And you did a very good job of making an anatomically correct skeleton, but how do you go about doing that?
Well, the most challenging part in the state of Florida was finding a long sleeve t-shirt.
Okay, so you had a long sleeve black t-shirt and
with nothing on it and a pair of sweatpants, black sweatpants.
Okay.
And it's really not that complicated. I'm a little confused why people are making a big deal out of this costume, but we got an old school projector.
Which that was one of the harder parts as well, is finding a overhead, well, it wasn't an overhead projector because there wasn't a transparency or anything, but it was a projector that plugged into a computer. So we had to find we located one and it was old. Thankfully, the bulb wasn't burned out. And then had to locate a computer that had the correct connection to plug into it.
But that part you did. And then I found some clip art of a skeleton or a coloring page or something of the sort that had both the front and the back of a skeleton. Projected it onto the t-shirt, traced it with a silver Sharpie marker, then painted it with fabric paint, followed by glow-in-the-dark paint.
And let's see, when we projected it, so we ended up using painter's tape to tape it to the window.
Yeah, that was just because I didn't want to tape on the walls.
Right, and then we had to adjust the projector to get it the right proportions, actually projecting onto the shirt.
And it was an adult skeleton, not a child skeleton, so some of the bones were disproportionately long.
Yeah, so you had to adjust a couple.
Shorten some femurs.
Yeah.
And I think the humerus is a little shorter as well.
Now, it's glow-in-the-dark paint, right?
Right.
Okay. Just
for... Well, glow-in-the-dark paint goes on. It doesn't show up during the light very well.
Okay.
So I had to paint it with white fabric paint first. And then I painted over the white paint with the glow-in-the-dark paint.
Okay. And that's for both cool and for safety.
Yes, because I did not want him running around in black clothes on Halloween night.
Yep. Yep, that makes sense. All right, so there it is. Any other tips for listener land out there?
No, but if anyone knows how to find a boring skeleton mask.
Yeah.
That's been rather difficult.
I'm not going to get this show post-production done and hang the thing in time for someone to go over and leave a comment telling you where to find that.
Well, one thing about making our own costumes is I predict the skeleton costume will be around for months. As
they always are.
Yeah, we still have Tinkerbell from a couple years ago, and both the girls are wearing their costumes from last year still. So I see this fitting that category.
If by some miracle this goes up before Halloween, you can go on over to betweengoodpodcast.podomatic.com and leave us a comment on where we might find a nice-looking skeleton mask.
For cheap.
You know, do you have any shout-outs?
No, I'm good.
No. I
don't even listen to the podcast. How would I know anyone else who does?
Right. You know, I ask Jacob that all the time, too. He never has any shout-outs either. Of course, neither do I.
Maybe we need to get some friends.
We do. Well, you know, this...
You know, I could shout out to Delia because she said you called me today and didn't.
We may have to change the name of the show here because I was actually thinking that this is one of our better episodes, but it hasn't gone through post-production yet, so it may be goofy.
Probably.
All right. So there we go. That wraps it up for this episode. This has been your host, Mark.
And Kim.
And we're Between Good Podcasts. So, if by some miracle this does go up before Thanksgiving, or maybe...
Halloween, maybe.
Don't worry, I'll go back and edit that out later.
No, you won't.
So, if...
So, about that honeydew list.
Yeah, if by
You're going to get to it later?